Hello and welcome to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, your host, Ruth Kidsey. If you're a coach or you're coaching curious, this is the place for you. We're going to be talking all things coaching, personal development and business development in a really fun way. You're going to hear live coaching sessions and you're going to come away with tools and techniques that you can practically use and take away. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love you to subscribe. And if you really enjoy it, give me a review. In the world of business, we are encouraged to look at growth and see how we can grow and develop and move forward. Business growth is one of the things that allows us to have more impact. It allows us to serve more people. It means that we can enhance our profitability. And it is definitely seen as the thing that we need to be pursuing. So in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing my lessons from growing two businesses over the last 5.5 years during some interesting times, such as COVID, homeschooling, and many other things. So sit back, buckle up, and have a listen to my experience over the last nearly 6 years around what it's really been like growing a business from solopreneur to 24 people on your team, and the good bits, the bad bits, and the ugly bits. And I'm going to say it first of all, it is an incredible privilege to have worked with the people that I've worked with, both internally in the business and externally as customers over the last 6 years. I really did not expect, probably, if I'm honest, at many steps of the way, that I would be sitting here right now doing a podcast, having the revenue and profitability that we've had, and the impact that we've been able to have through the number of people that we have served. So first of all, it is a big privilege to be able to talk about this. But I want to get real because I think that often we're not truthful or people aren't honest. And there's lots of things that I can share which hopefully will make your experience a little bit smoother. So what I want to say first of all is I set up my coaching business, and when I set this up, you know, everyone thinks that people have big aspirations, and I think that definitely a perception of me is that I had these massive aspirations to, you know, have a seven-figure business and do this and do that and, you know, all of that jazz. But in reality, 6 years ago, when I set up my business, the biggest thing that drove me, the thing that was really important to really earn enough money so I could leave my full-time job. And that was what was driving me. So it was only, and it has only been after successive periods of growth. And when I'm talking about growth, that's year-on-year increase in revenue, year-on-year increase in income, year-on-year increase in profitability. Although we haven't always had profit on our balance sheet, I've always paid myself an income. So those of you who know about finance will know that sometimes it's more effective to pay yourself an income depending on how you're going to be playing it. So that was what we decided to do. So we've had this growth, and at some times it has been pretty rapid growth, especially, if I'm honest, over the last 2 years. So what have I learned from that? Well, one of the things that it was really apparent to me is that we needed to have more processes and systems the way that we do things here. And that has been one of the most challenging things. I think for somebody like me, who is naturally someone who just gets on with it and does it, having to translate everything and get it written down, get that all there and in place, has been challenging. And I would say that it's only been in recent months that we've been able to really break the back of that. So that what that means is that things are systemized. We have a process. We know what's going on and people know where they're responsible. And even though it sounds like you're kind of micromanaging people, putting those in place, actually that structure liberates people. It gives people more autonomy. It means that you don't have to actually supervise people to the same level because they're able to really get clear on the way things work. And of course, you're able to adjust and change that. And I think for me, my biggest challenge and learning around that has been that many people say that they do systems, many people say that they do operations and processes, but really having people inside the business with expertise in their areas has been the thing that's made the big difference for us. And now that we have that, you know, all of our coach training, we have teaching notes, we have training notes, we have meetings. It means that we're able to deliver consistently. And at certain points, we still deliver consistently, but it came back to me. So the systems and processes mean that now we've got a situation where I know that there are 4, 5, 6 people who could deliver any element of our coach training. And they could deliver it to a standard that would be consistent with what I would do because we've got those processes and systems. It also means that we've got a way of doing things. So we're treating our customers in the same way. We're supporting them in the same way. And we're always looking at these. So for example, we're looking at ways that we can support our team to make things simpler. Because for me, you know, it's about how do we use these? It's an ongoing conversation. So I think the more that you're able to systemize what you're doing and have clear processes, the more that you're able to have that consistency in your business. And that I think is something that you really need when you're really scaling up, going into the multi 7-figure businesses. It is about having those in place, those foundations. I think the next thing I would say, which I have really found, is building out a leadership team. So the leadership responsibilities are not all on you as a CEO, and it's a journey. So, you know, starting my business 6 years ago, it was me on my own, and I did everything. So I learned the social media, I did the website, it was terrible. You know, I did graphics on Canva or not, as the case may be. And over time, I then got 2 people who worked with me. One of them worked with me for about a year on social media. She was brilliant. Nikki, shout out to you. And then somebody else actually called Amy, who was my VA. I think she worked with us for about 2 years. So over that time, they were taking things from me. And they were working in their areas of expertise. But when you grow some more, you realize, okay, we're now at a place where we need somebody full time. So, and then from there, we've been at a place, okay, well, we need more people, we need more trainers. Actually, we need a dedicated marketing resource. So it's been along the way around building the team from the ground up and making some mistakes, like making some mistakes in hiring great people. And I'm thinking of one person in particular. I know she listens to this website too, so you'll know who you, I think you'll know who you are. Great people, excellent values fit, not excellent roles fit. And we've done that a couple of times. We won't do it again, but we've done that a couple of times. There's been people that we've really, really liked and we've hired them, but in reality, they haven't been completely right for that position. They're people that I'm sure that we'll probably work together with in the future as well. But building out that team, the right people in the right roles, that clarity around their processes and systems, and then it's about support. And one of the things that I've learned is that you can't lead a team and deliver. So, or you can't lead a team and deliver at that same level. So I used to be a deputy head. I used to work about 7 to 8 lessons a week, maybe 10, depending on where I was. And not teachers would be working at least double. But what I was finding is that my workload was the most out of anybody in terms of customer facing training, coaching, mentoring. And what happened is I didn't have capacity to lead properly. And that did cause issues in the business. And what I realized is I needed to take a step back, build my leadership team, get some really good people in there that I trusted, they could share that leadership load, but also I needed to reduce the amount of hours that I was working, doing customer facing. And I think that's another big lesson that I've learned. As we've grown, work has changed. So work has changed from the doing to much more of the strategic thinking. And that means a lot of the time I need to have time and space to think, which means that I'm not always working on my own in the office. I might be going for a walk or at the gym or in the spa, you know, doing things that allow me to reduce my cortisol levels and relax, which therefore help me solve problems and make better decisions. So a lot there around what you need as a leader to deliver. And my leadership coach actually said to me the other day, what do your team need? My team need top-notch Ruth 2 days a week or 3 days a week. And if I need to do things to get myself there, then that's going to be beneficial to them. Delegation and autonomy. And this comes back to systems and processes as well. Like making sure that people are really clear on what they've got to do and having a two-way conversation. And, you know, making sure that briefs are there and people understand them. Again, huge, huge learning curves for me personally, leading a team. So really making sure that people feel that they've got autonomy. They've got autonomy to make mistakes and get things wrong. But they've also got ownership and that they're able to do the things that they think are going to work and make decisions. So my dream is that we've got a business where people are working, you know, really to the best of their ability, making those decisions based on the evidence that they have in the moment. So delegation and autonomy help secure your team, help them grow, and to support our team further, they have coaching. And I think that's a really important thing to add, that we recognize that to really support our employees properly, giving them access to an external coach means that they're able to talk about everything that they're bringing to their work and work through that with somebody who is impartial. You know, it's really interesting because I am such a fan of coaching, and we make sure that we don't have a dialogue with our coaches about anything, you know, what has come up. We trust our employees to share anything that they think is relevant. But this is their safe and sacred space. I think as well, we can't talk about growth without talking about investment decisions. And I would say when your business grows and it grows at a significant rate, and when I'm talking about a significant rate, you know, we've had a situation where a business has grown in terms of revenue massively over the last 2 years. And when that happens and your team grows and everything else grows, then you really need to get to know your numbers better. We have somebody now who works really closely with us on this, because there are some things that you're going to learn. And for me, it was realizing that we had contractors, and those contractors were getting paid more than I was getting paid, so more than I was paying myself as the business owner for delivering something that both me and other people in the team could do comparably. And it was really interesting because I had chosen how much that they got paid. And then when we reflected and we looked, and actually when we looked at how we can make the experience better for our students, we realized that we were, you know, by paying people too much, it was not only impacting our profitability, which impacts the long-term sustainability of your business, but equally, it wasn't equitable. So one of the things that I'm really clear on is being equitable. So for me, you know, things like we have a standard holiday policy where we have 20 days of holiday, 2 weeks off at Christmas, 2 weeks off in the summer, and then bank holidays. Now, for me as a business owner and my husband who's a director, we are not going to be taking excess of that. So when we're away in the summer, we're still going to be doing some work. Because for me, modeling as a business owner, I feel that we need to have equity with those who work with us as well. And I feel that in terms of salaries as well, that I feel, you know, that if I am very clear on paying people a fair wage, and what that means is we don't have a massive differential between me and the directors. We don't have a massive differential. I pay myself a very fair salary, but that isn't a salary that is, you know, maximum 50% more than our directors. And I'm taking on that risk. And equally with our coaches, we pay them a really competitive salary because we value them. We want them to stay. We invest in them. We give them training and support. The same with our support teams. So investment in contractors was something that I learned, that maybe we could reduce the costs and also enhance our customer experience by having people that were consistently there. And that was challenging because we had to change people over. We had to change people over contract-wise as well to IR35. And that meant there were difficult conversations. But that we needed to do that to move the business forward. Equally, you know, some things I've invested in have not been right for the business. And on a few occasions over the last 6 years, I have been guilty of being a magpie. And when I have done that, I haven't really looked at my time. So I might have been working with multiple mentors or coaches at one period in time, or I might have been committing to something weekly when realistically I didn't have the energy or bandwidth to do that. And so what I've really, really learned is before I make an investment decision, to really start to think about where that ROI is going to be in terms of the business and my learning. And I've looked at that in terms of courses as well, because I love learning. But actually, 2020, I had a year where I invested so much time and energy in learning, I was feeling a bit burnt out by it. So again, it's not always about the, you know, this isn't the right thing. It's like, maybe this isn't the right thing at the right time. And maybe I need to be clearer on what that ROI needs to be in terms of energy, money, value before I make that decision. And I think the big thing that has come to me over the last 6 months is this idea of values-based leadership and decision-making. Because everything is so changeable. Everything is so changeable in business and in life. And for me, I wanted a way of making a decision that would ensure that I was going to be doing what I felt was right. It's very, very important to me to be in integrity and do what I feel is right. It is for many of us. But what I was finding is sometimes I was second guessing myself because I was making a decision based on the facts that I had in front of me at the time. And then later on, I would learn something new and I'd be like, maybe that wasn't exactly the right decision in those circumstances. So what did I learn from that? Well, what I really learned from that is that when you make a decision based on your values, it doesn't matter, as the lovely Adam Grant would say, it doesn't matter if that decision is then changed by future evidence. But if you are really clear and congruent in what your values are, then you're going to make the right decision. So with growth, I think comes responsibility. And I think the responsibility comes to customers and your clients, and it comes from the people that you lead. So for me, when you're growing your business, it really is about making sure that you're doing so in a way that is not going to impact the quality of what you're delivering. And you need to have systems and processes and the right people on board to make sure that happens. When you're growing your business, you need to think about, how is this going to impact the culture? And, you know, again, I'm saying this here and sitting here at the end of 2021, you're going to be listening to it at the beginning of 2022, saying, this is what I've learned. Now, being really honest about this, I've learned the hard way. There has been many situations over this year and the years before where, you know, maybe things have not worked out, where I've made decisions, not always listened to my gut, that would not be the right decisions for the business, where I've made decisions potentially based on fear. And all of that has led me to where I am. And it means that now I'm in a position where I've gone through that treacle, where I've walked through it, where I've learned, where I've grown, where I'm now able to sit here and say, I've learned from that. And that learning was hard. And I would say, you know, anyone who says, and I see this all the time, that people are like, oh, you know, running a business is easy, doing what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And as much as I think running a business is a great privilege, and supporting people to grow and develop, as we do through the training and the coaching, is the best thing that I've ever done. It can also be the most challenging thing. You know, going from a position where you maybe only are thinking about your salary to having up to 24 people that you're paying their salary, and you know that you're responsible for their mortgages. You know, that can be psychologically, even when you know you've got the cash flow coming in, that can psychologically be a big jump. And you need to be prepared to take that, and you need to be prepared to do that work and to be really clear on those numbers. Because with business, growth becomes responsibility. And for me, my word of this year is sustainability. And that's about sustainable business growth and sustainable customer experience. I say it again and again and again. If you put the customers at the heart of your business, as the brilliant Simon Baron will say, if you do that, your business will grow. If you listen to those customers, if you take on feedback, even when that feedback is hard to stomach, your business will grow. You know, things that I've done over the last 2 years, I've gone in and I've, you know, said I'm sorry, done additional teachings, changed curriculums, really listened to people, and allowed them to be heard. And I would say that the more that you can create a culture, both with your customers and with your employees, where they know that they will be heard and they know that you will act on what they have told you, the more you'll grow. And again, doing that is hard and it's challenging, and you're not always going to get it right. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. What I will say is I am incredibly grateful everyone who listens to this podcast, but also to everyone who's been a customer or engaged with us in both my coaching business and my training business. And I look very forward to supporting more of you in 2022. Thank you for listening to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, Ruth Kudsey. If you enjoy this, I would love you to join my Facebook group, The Coaching Community, for more of the same.